You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It was awesome. Before I went on air, I saw a patient at about 8 o'clock this morning, and he brought his wife in with him, which I think I'm going to now make mandatory. If I ever see a man in my office, you have got to bring your partner in, your girlfriend, your wife, I don't care. But she probably made the visit really worth whatever. Let me backtrack here. Apparently, he's been drinking a little bit, right? A little bit too much, okay? And he's been eating too much crap. So I had to reveal to him that some of his blood work was looking kind of off. Okay, some cholesterol issues, some pre-diabetes, his blood cells. Apparently, he looks like he has some macrocytosis, larger blood cells. We've talked about larger blood cells. And, of course, he tells me, oh, you know, I don't drink, I don't eat anything bad or whatever. Well, the wife, when I get done explaining his blood work, as I'm walking out of the room, rips him a new one. All right, now, I understand Spanish. So she speaks, you know, in fluent Spanish, you know, even better than I do. And she's just ripping him a new one in Spanish, okay? No más que mi mama! And just rips him a new one. Now, okay, I can understand being a wife of somebody who sits there and bullcraps the doctor the whole visit. And then, you know, and then I really know the truth. Although my husband now eats way better than I eat. It's a complete opposite. I used to eat better than he did. So, you know, and I realized that I didn't get through to him, but his wife did. So from here on out, if you are ever going to come and see your doctor, you got to bring, now let's say you're not married, or let's say you're not involved in a relationship, then the next person you bring is your mama, okay? If she's still alive, you bring your mama in the room. Oh my God. But let's say you are dating or you are married to somebody, right, who's a 45-year-old man who has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, overweight, early diabetes, gout, and you make no headway with him, then what you do is you got to double team or tag team him. You get your mother, or his mother, and your mother. Get his mother, the mother-in-law, you, and the doctor, and we do such an intervention that he can't even think straight. That's how you got to do it. I don't understand why they didn't teach us this in medical school. Medical school, when we were taught to, you know, take care of patients, they told us we had to be nice. They said you had to introduce yourself. You know, when you walk into a room, you have to say, hi, I'm Dr. Wax. Okay? And shake their hand. Okay, see, I like to hug my patients, although I stopped doing that after some guy grabbed my boob, and so I don't hug them anymore. Now I, you know, I have a security guard in the room. You hug the security guard, don't hug me. But anyway, so you're supposed to introduce yourself. Also, we're taught in medical school to have some eye contact. Okay, it's really nice to actually look at the patient. You're not supposed to be looking at the chart. You're not supposed to be looking at the electronic billing software. You're not supposed to be checking their chart for if you're going to get paid on this visit or not. You're supposed to be having some eye contact with the patient. Then they suggest to not just go right into the medical situation, to actually ask how they're feeling. Now, a lot of us medical students, okay, we weren't really liked by the outside doctors that we were then rotating and apprenticing with because we were trained to sit down and ask how the patient was feeling. All right, so you ask how a patient is feeling, they will go off, right? I mean, who was president back then? Clinton? Okay, so they will go off on politics, on this, well, I feel this, and this, and this, and this. So I'm like, So 20 minutes could go by, and you don't even get to the medicine. So usually the doctor leaves the room, lets you guys sit for about an hour or two, and he goes and sees other patients. right? And now me being in practice about 15 years, I've learned to not really go too deep into what people think, because I could have people complain about Obamacare for 12. I could complain about Obamacare. I do a 3-hour show every day. I could complain about Obamacare for 3 hours. That's easy. So I kind of need to go, okay, look, you know what? I just want to know about the medical, okay? I mean, we gotta double time it here, okay? And then we're also taught to touch the patient, okay? When you see a patient, all right, you don't high-five them, you don't fist bump them. Although I really like how somebody invented the fist bump over the last 5 years. That's really cool. The fist bump is nice because if you know, you are, let's say, a germaphobe, but you're afraid, because a lot of germaphobes out there, they don't hug, they don't whatever, you can fist bump. And even though there's germs on the dorsal part of your hand, you don't usually eat with the dorsal part of your hand. Now, I do. If I read a cupcake or something, oh, speaking of cupcakes, oh my gosh, Dunkin' Donuts now, did you guys see that? Dunkin' Donuts are decorating Easter donuts. Okay, now this is the non-doctor me talking, okay? Dunkin' Donuts has Easter donuts, and not only are they green and pink and blue, they're topped with a peep. I know. So if I have any of that peep or frosting on the back of my dorsal fingers, I'm going to be licking them. So no, don't worry about the fist bump. But anyway, you're supposed to touch the patient. If the patient has a rash, feel the rash. Feel how grimy, how eczematous, how plaquey, how vesicular that rash is. Of course, if they have a groin rash, that's a little difficult. But they want you to feel, okay? If somebody's shoulder hurts, don't stand across the room going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're supposed to examine the shoulder, feel it, kind of get your thumb into some of the bursa and into that AC joint. And now you see, I used to really, again, I kind of grew up a lot more. We weren't really kit and gloved in my house. So when I started to palpate, which is what it's called, palpate, I mean, I would just dig in there. And people were like, ow, ow, ow. So I don't get accused of not touching. I get accused of, you know, really hitting those trigger points too hard and it causing pain. So a lot of people say, I don't go to Dr. Dahlia because it hurts too much. They're right. It does. It does. It hurts. But, you know, tough. And I'm not, you got to toughen up if you're going to see me. And if you're not tough enough, bring the wife. Bring the mother-in-law. Okay, we got a lot to talk about, guys. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI. Taking your calls and your questions and your comments. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know I can't thank you guys enough, honestly. You know, I also can't thank you guys enough for donating for kids with blood cancer for the next, I think, about 8 weeks. Yeah, you're going to hear about it for 8 weeks. I am raising money for kids who have blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. These kids get financial assistance for their copays or medical treatment. Adults do, too. As well as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds tons of research, one of the forefronts of funders for research. And it takes you and I to do this. We can't count on the government to help people out without ruining everybody else. So this Leukemia Lymphoma Society is a phenomenal, phenomenal organization. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's tons of little red buttons there on how you could donate. I'm asking for everybody to just get $5, just $5 to help save a life. Just $5 little bitty. Just $5 little baby dollars. That's all you have to do. There's a PayPal. There's credit card. However you could do it. You can even mail me a check. Even stop by my office. For those of you that live in Las Vegas, we've got a big treasure chest that you can put the money into. Just please, nobody come and take the treasure chest. It's to help these kids, so it's pretty important. Okay, so while you guys now are kind of yawning and stretching out and thinking you got an easy day, nope, it's time for a pop quiz. So pop quiz, get your pencils out. So you guys gotta do a pop quiz 19 minutes past the hour. Tough pop quiz. Get your pencils out. Let's go. Ready? Front and center. Here we go. Stop complaining. Okay, number one. Everybody ready? Number one. All right. Doctors, this is a multiple choice question from this pop quiz. Doctors have been able to suspend patients between life and death. So they have 2 hours to do what? All right. So doctors, this was a story that came out this week. They can actually suspend people between life and death for about 2 hours. Okay. Now, what could they do in that 2 hours? Or what do they do? Is it A, bill their insurance and collect a copay? I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't think it was going to be funny. I'm sorry. This is serious. Doctors could suspend people between life and death so they have 2 hours to do what? Is it A, bill their insurance or collect the copay? Is it B, verify if... I gotta tell you, I think I'm a lot funnier than I am. B, verify if it's an Obamacare plan necessity. Or 3, do they do this to resuscitate the patient? Oh my gosh. Man, I'm my biggest fan. Next question, true or false? Marriage has been found to cause increase in heart attacks this week. True or false? Marriage has been found to cause an increase in heart attacks. Next question. True or false? Diet drinks have been found to protect the heart. Diet drinks have been found to protect the heart. True or false? Next question. True or false? Gout medication allopurinol has been found to shorten one's lifespan. The gout medication allopurinol has been found to shorten one's lifespan. True or false? Next, fill in the blank. Blank is the best medicine. Blank is the best medicine. And then finally, next week, people living in Las Vegas will be able to meet who in person at a community-wide health fair while they're doing the show live. All right, pencils down. See, easy quiz today. Easy quiz. Okay, here we go. All right, number one. So doctors have been able to suspend patients between life and death, so they have 2 hours to do what? It's not to collect the copay or build the insurance or check if it's an Obamacare verified plan. It is to resuscitate the patient. Doctors have been able to rapidly cool people down. I guess that's what they're planning to do. And I think a Pittsburgh hospital, I have to find the source. This is something we talked about this week, where if they rapidly cool you for 2 hours, even swapping the blood for a cool saline, it gives them 2 hours to fix the stab wound or the gunshot wound. And it's supposed to prevent you from being dead and give them time to resuscitate you. Pretty cool. And if they could collect your copay, why not? Next, marriage has been found to cause increased heart attacks. The answer is false. Marriage has been found to cause less heart attacks. We talk about that all the time. I know you guys don't believe me, but seriously, marriage does prevent heart attack. Next question, true or false? Diet drinks have been found to protect the heart. The answer is false. Diet drinks have been found to increase heart attacks and coronary artery disease in older women, postmenopausal women. So you may want to rethink that diet drink. We're going to talk about that today. Then, true or false, gout medication allopurinol has been found to shorten one lifespan. Nope, absolutely not. It actually can help. They say there's a study saying allopurinol can help increase the chance of you living longer and prevent early death. So that's pretty cool. Next, blank is the best medicine. Nope. Viagra, nope. We aren't going to count that. Valium, Lortab, nope. None of those answers are it. The answer is laughter. Apparently there's a study that has found laughter is the best medicine. And then final question, I know you guys are really probably doing poorly on this quiz. The last question was, people living in Las Vegas will be able to meet who in person at a community-wide health fair? No, it's not the Pawn Star guys. It's me. You'll get to see, it's me. Nobody cares. I'm going to be doing my show live next week, Saturday from 10. I think I'm only doing my show 10 to 11, but I am going to be there for the whole health fair from 10 to 2 at the Phoenix Pharmacy Plaza parking lot. It's on 6096 Fort Apache. You guys got to check it out. We're going to have, like, CPR training. We're going to have absolute foot care and bone and joint specialists and precision dental and all sorts of doctors and health workers and nurses and people there that are going to be teaching you guys some really cool stuff for free. However, if you guys want to spend a little money and do some raffling, because we're going to have some real cool raffle prizes donated by Advanced Orthopedics, and these are some real cool prizes, really cool stuff. So please check it out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Come by, meet me. I'll sign some autographs. Please ask me for my autograph. You don't know how good that makes people feel. See, people don't ask for autographs anymore. They like to do selfies. And they like to take pictures. But, you know, I like to think that, you know, I'm, you know, you're going to have something to remember me by that, you know, where I actually look good. You know, because I autograph a picture of me that looks good. I don't like the selfies I usually take with you guys because usually my bra straps aren't aligned or anything like that. Okay, so, all right. So, health fair next week. For those of you who live in Las Vegas, go to my website at drdahlia.com. For those of you who listen to my national show, thank you. Thank you so much. We're probably going to be next Saturday playing a best of. And I know it's really, really hard to find any show that good and that worthy for a best of. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, we talked about this case yesterday where in Pittsburgh Hospital, they are doing what we call suspended animation. And it could buy gunshot and stabbing victims some extra time for life while the doctors are able to rapidly cool their body and then operate. What they do is they, you know, when I used to do trauma, when I was in training, I mean, you would give them fluids and transfuse blood. And you would do what you could, and you would try to go in and operate, and hopefully you could get to them in time. But they said in this one report that there was a 93% chance of people with quote-unquote fatal gunshot wounds, you know, a fatal type of gunshot wound or stabbing, 93% chance that they're going to die. That's going to be very difficult for the doctor to get in and fix it. With this, I believe they say there's a 90% chance of survival for this emergency preservation and resuscitation technique where it replaces the patient's blood with cold saline or salt water, lowering the body temperature to 50 degrees. It freezes vital cellular functions, so your body doesn't really need the red blood cells, so it kind of puts you dormant. Then the trauma surgeons have 2 hours. I don't understand. Here's the thing, okay? I think it's going to take them time to do what they need to do, so give them an hour. But then they have to reverse the freezing and reperfuse, get blood cells back to the body. I think you'll probably be sedated for this. I think they'll let you be sedated. All right? Again, it all depends with Obamacare, though. Okay, I don't know if anesthesia isn't covered, right? You all notice that with a lot of insurance, anesthesia wasn't covered. So the doctor billed you separately for the anesthesia. Yeah, all right. So I would just say pay for the anesthesia, okay? It's worth it. But it gives doctors some time to do what they need to do. That is some pretty cool stuff. You know, one of the things I regret is that I didn't go into trauma surgery. I really loved surgery, and I loved being in the trauma ICU and the trauma unit. I was very comfortable there. I was very comfortable in the ER. So I'm just very comfortable. I know. Yeah, fiber kicked in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this study came out on diet drinks linked to heart problems in older women, and you're going to see a variety of headlines talking about women being at risk for earlier death and heart disease. Why? Because they're drinking diet drinks. Now, I hope many of you guys after listening to my show got off the diet drinks. Okay, we talked about how you actually gain weight. They're finding people that drink diet drinks end up being more at risk for even diabetes because you're taking in a non-food, right? Sugar substitute. It's called a non-food. And the body needs food. So when the body sees that it's not getting food, what does it do? It goes into protective mode. And your body's protective mode a lot of times is, whoa, I'm going to lower my metabolism here. Okay, until I get some real food. I don't know what the hell this crap is. So I'm just going to hold on. Right? Yeah, it's something sweet, and I'm waiting for the sweet, but the sweet's not coming through. There's some equal or some blue or yellow packet or pink thingy sitting on the table next to the woman's hand. What's going on? So your body goes into clampdown mode. Metabolism slows. A lot of times you gain weight or the pancreas is like, okay, you know what? I am just completely wigged out. To hell with this. I'm just not going to work anymore. And then doesn't shoot out the insulin like it's supposed to, and you eventually get diabetes. That's what I think goes on. Okay? I know I'm just supposed to report the medical news. I'm supposed to report the medical news, but I do like to give my commentary. All right? But let's go back to the story. They say postmenopausal women who drink two or more diet drinks a day are more likely to have diabetes, high blood pressure. We're talking two or more diet drinks. I'm not talking Big Gulp, but Big Gulp is like three diet drinks. All right. Diabetes, high blood pressure, a higher BMI than those who consume diet drinks in moderation or not at all. Now, the Women's Health Initiative observational study looked at nearly 60,000 women with an average age of 62.8 years and found a relationship between diet drink consumption and a number of cardiovascular problems. The women who consumed two or more diet drinks a day were not only 30% more likely to suffer heart attack and stroke, but 50% more likely to die from some sort of cardiovascular disease compared with women who never or rarely drink diet drinks. Now, I know some of you are like, yay, I can now have regular Coca-Cola. Yee-haw! No, it doesn't mean you can have regular Coca-Cola. All this is doing is saying, you know, avoid the diet drinks. Now, I know some of you have your rum and Coke. You have your Jack and Coke. You have your Crown and Diet. All right, even if it's a mixer, okay, it all counts. It all adds up. Apparently, in 2009, there was a survey by the CDC that found nearly 1 in 5 Americans drink diet sodas on any particular day, and around half of those are drinking over 2 cups a day. See, here's the thing. We like sweet. Now, to me, diet soda does not taste sweet. Diet soda tastes like battery acid. If you guys have ever drank battery acid, I never have. But if I could imagine battery acid, yeah, that's what I think it tastes like. So I don't really like diet drinks. So we talked about how if you leave your diet soda in the car, right, there's like some chemical reaction, some breakdown that may convert some of the chemicals to formaldehyde. It's just, to me, it's just too many chemicals. And I mean, you know, give your body what it wants. The body wants some water. The body wants fruit juice from a piece of fruit that you eat. Nothing that is all full of sugar and artificial flavors. Although I gotta admit, I haven't had Tang in about 30 years. I was looking at some old pictures of me when I was little and you could see the Tang in the background. I really did like Tang. That was some yummy stuff. Remember that? Oh, and Kool-Aid. Oh, and I loved Kool-Aid. Okay, but anyway, that's not what your body is designed to eat. Okay? Speaking of which, Dunkin' Donuts, I guess, is launching, oh my gosh, these donuts that have, that are topped with a little marshmallow peep. I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? Okay, I want you guys to eat healthy, but I gotta tell you something. I discovered something in the Target market where not only do they have the marshmallow peeps, but they have the vanilla cream peeps. If you guys have ever needed to taste one of the most delicious Easter candies out there. I thought it was the Cadbury chocolate eggs. Usually I don't even touch candy if there's no chocolates. But oh my gosh, vanilla cream peep. Can you imagine? Oh, it's good. They even have chocolate covered peeps. It's amazing. I mean, I would love, if I ever had to leave radio, and hopefully I don't, even though I know a lot of you wish I had, it would probably be to be in marketing, because I really love to market. And one thing I would probably want to do is help the Peeps Company, because I have so many ideas for things you could do with the Peeps. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, gout. All right, a lot of you guys have the gout, right? People come in going, I got the diabetes, I got the gout. Okay, they don't say the hypertension, they never say that. They don't have obesity, you know, they don't have the obesity, but they definitely have the gout or the diabetes. I'm like, oh, you know, whenever you put a the in front of it, it's like, oh, you know, well, which doctor do you go to? Do you go to Dr. Dahlia? No, I go to the Dr. Dahlia. You see how it kind of is a, oh, type of thing, right? Right? Yeah. Okay. Now, they say, though, that a very common drug used to treat gout, okay, allopurinol. Many of us are on that. I was put on allopurinol because I had a uric acid kidney stone. Do I have to go back and tell you guys about my kidney stone? All right. Well, next time, I'm going to still tell you about my kidney stone. If it's been a while, I need to, you know, resurface that story. Anyway, allopurinol lowers the blood level of uric acid. And uric acid can crystallize. It's one of the prettiest types of kidney stones and crystals out there. And it could crystallize in joints once you get the supersaturated level. And it hurts like the dickens. It is like a very, very painful thing. And by the way, I really don't know where hurts like the dickens comes from. I mean, I know about Charles Dickens, but don't really understand where that came from. But anyway, now, they said that previous research has found that if you have gout, you have an increased risk of early death. But if you use allopurinol, it may actually lower that risk. Now, why would having gout cause early death? Well, one theory is inflammatory response. One of the doctors I trained with, Dr. Steve Lampinen, a real good doctor, he was talking to me about the same thing years ago. He's like, you know, uric acid could be inflammatory. We know that things that are inflammatory, right, could put you at risk for heart disease. And that made perfect sense because I was trained when I was in medical school, and yes, I actually did go to medical school. I know it's shocking, but I did. C average. Yeah. No, actually, in some classes I aced. No, I didn't sleep with anybody. No, I mean, I was a good student. I was actually a real super student. I really was. But anyway, where was I? Okay, are we on the diet drink story? Hi. Pay your copay. No, when it comes to inflammation, we know that when you have an inflammatory response, that can put you at risk for heart disease, etc. So in medical school, you know, I would see these high uric acid levels in people, but they didn't have gout. You know, they made up, maybe were a little achy or something. So for some reason, we threw uric acid onto the blood test. And, you know, I'm like, well, do you have gout symptoms? They're like, no. So you wouldn't treat it. You don't put a person on a medication if they don't have symptoms. All right, but then now we're realizing maybe we should treat high uric acid, because when you look at these guys that are diabetic and have high blood pressure and are overweight and drink and smoke, many of them have high uric acid. Now, I'm not saying it's a high uric acid that's killing them. It could be the smoking and the drinking or whatever, but maybe it'll help. So this was a very, very interesting study where they looked at 5,900 gout patients in the United Kingdom who were prescribed the allopurinol, and they found that those that took the allopurinol were 11% less likely to die from all causes during the study than those who did not take the medicine. All right, they said overall taking this allopurinol reduced gout patients' risk by death by 19%. So I suggested this to you earlier this year on the show, that when you do get your cholesterol and your diabetes, and if you are more at risk for heart disease, have the doctor throw on a uric acid, even if you don't have gout symptoms like painful knees or toes, etc. Just give it a try. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the Dr. Dolly Show. A lot of you guys wondered what went wrong last night. There was an earthquake in California. I think it was a 5.1. It was originally being reported as a 5.3. Some people reported it as a 4.8, but it was a 5.1. I thought it was kind of odd because usually you see the earthquakes early morning, you know, as the earth crust starts to kind of warm up a little bit from overnight, and then I think it starts to kind of, you get these little plate tectonic shifts or whatever happens. It's been a while since I've been in where did you learn that? Biology? Social study? Geology? I don't know. But anyway, I don't know much about earthquakes, okay? I'm a doctor and a lover, not an earthquake specialist, but it was kind of shocking. I was like, really? Really? Kind of nighttime? That was kind of odd. And then, you know, I was looking at headlines today, and I guess one of the headlines, you know, in Europe was talking about how people had to flee Disneyland, right? Thousands are fleeing Disneyland. That was like the headline. I'm like, really? Thousands are fleeing Disneyland. I think Disneyland closes whenever there's an earthquake. I'm not sure. But my guess is they have to make sure that, you know, Space Mountain is okay. They probably have to make sure there was no damage. So I wonder if you get a refund or if you get a rain check or something like that, because that would stink if you spent money. Although on the flip side, think about it. The earthquake happened, what, at 9:09 at night. So if you did one of those all-day things where you got there at 8 a.m. at the open of the gate and you spent all day at Disneyland and then you had to quote-unquote flee, like all the media is saying people had to do because of the earthquake in California, and you had to cut your Disneyland day short, I wonder if they did, or did they say, look, guys, we're just closing the park early. I don't know if they closed at 10 or midnight or whatever. But anyway, it was a magnitude 5.1 earthquake centered just east of La Habra. And they said it caused no major damage. But a lot of people were kind of freaked out because I think there were about 40 aftershocks. Now, for Californians, this is no big thing. It ain't no thing like a chicken wing. I mean, ain't no thing but a chicken wing? Yeah, not a big deal. All right, you know, earthquakes usually have to be in the sixes for people to really start to panic, etc. All right, but I take this stuff seriously because we've been talking about how California is supposed to be hit. We've been talking about that for years. However, all right, we've seen some major earthquakes, and we've talked about this on the other quadrants of the Pacific Ocean. Chile had a big, nasty, deadly earthquake. New Zealand did, and then Fukushima, right? The disaster in Japan with that earthquake causing that tsunami. So the fourth corner, right, the northeast corner of the Pacific Ocean lands on our Pacific Northwest. And so I've been very, very nervous. And knowing that we have the San Onofre, or we did have the San Onofre nuclear plants, and, you know, you have the San Andreas Fault and possibly, you know, storage facilities near there, I am a little freaked out by that. I'm a little nervous. Okay, so for those of you that don't really live in earthquake country, you're probably like, oh, I really don't care too much. But, you know, I live in Nevada, and we do sometimes feel earthquakes. We do. All right. I mean, in Reno, I remember one of my apartments cracked. There was some earthquake, and I got a crack in my apartment. I didn't have to leave. I didn't think I really told anybody because I didn't want to have to move. You know, I was in medical school, and I was not going to deal with the move at that time. I'm like, you know what? Fine. Let me just, you know, as long as the ceiling doesn't fall, I don't care. I was on the second story. But just really quickly, apparently ready.gov gives you guys some quick tips on what to do if you think an earthquake's going to hit. Now, remember, okay, a lot of you guys are like, well, I don't live in California. I don't care. Yet, if God forbid a big one does hit in California, all right, you know, we all could feel it. And honestly, will you guys cut California some slack? All right. I mean, I know a lot of you guys wish California just seceded or went out into the ocean. No, I love California. I was born in California, so I still consider myself a Californian. And I'm also a Raider fan, by the way. So, you know, just cut California some slack here, okay? Everybody wants to go to California, and they want Disneyland to be there and the beach to be there, but then they all make fun of California because of the politics. Don't, okay? It's still one of our states, right? United we stand, divided we fall, and for really true patriots, we like California. Is that understand? Capiche? Okay. So, you want to make sure that everything is fastened securely, okay? But make sure we use earthquake glue and earthquake sticky stuff right? Not that I really had a lot of knickknacks. Heavy stuff down on the bottom. Make sure pictures and mirrors, etc., are away from beds. Because when glass breaks, the glass will fall on you, especially since most earthquakes happen early morning while you're asleep. Keep the mirrors and the pictures away from couches. A lot of us, we have these pictures above a couch. Then the picture falls, smacks on you. No, put the pictures like in the toilet area or whatever. Brace your light fixtures. Make sure you secure your water heater, refrigerator, furnace, gas appliances. Make sure you strap them all to wall studs. Bolt them to the floor. And then, you know, ask your gas company what you should do. You know, because I think some of us could have this automatic gas shutoff valve installed that could be triggered by strong vibrations. The last thing you want is some gas leak after an earthquake, okay? I mean, Lord knows my house, we got plenty of gas. Make sure any cracks in the ceilings or foundations are fixed, because those are the weakest spots during an earthquake. Any sort of, let's say, chemicals, okay? You want to make sure those don't get spilled, like weed killers, etc. Make sure they're closed, because what do your animals do when they panic? They go and lick and drink whatever is on the floor. So just another thing to think about, okay? Now, for those of us that had earthquake drills growing up in California, you would drop under some sort of a piece of furniture, and you would hold on, right? You drop, you find cover, and you hold on, okay? Which is kind of different from drop and roll, like Dick Van Dyke used to teach us in Arizona. I lived in Arizona also with fires, okay? So don't, you know, maybe you could roll under a table, but just find some sort of cover. A lot of times we took cover, or we were trained to take cover under a door, you know, where the what's it called, a door frame? Yeah, that's kind of good. Don't hang out at the pool. Don't go into the pool. No, and don't sit on the toilet, because you want to stay away from any light or fixtures. They say you could stay in bed, okay? You know, but hold on and protect your head with a pillow. Unless there's this big chandelier hanging in your bedroom that you sometimes use for the, you know, for certain anniversaries, then I would say get the hell away from the bed. Now, here's the problem with the doorways. You gotta make sure it's a very strongly supported doorway. If this is some kind of half-ass doorway, that can actually be very dangerous. So make sure you know your doorways. Do not hide out or take cover in an elevator, okay? Understand that you could also have lack of power. So make sure you guys have your first aid kit. Make sure you have flashlights in every room. There should be wall flashlights, not flashlights in drawers. The flashlights should be on the wall. And you know where the wall is, just in case it falls, you know where it is in the vicinity. Now, let's say you're in your car, okay? What do you do if you're in your car? You stop your car. You don't try to race the earthquake, okay? It's not going to be like Superman where the ground starts to, you know, you're not, you know, just no, okay? All right, Lois Lane falling in the dirt. Right, no. Stop, okay? But you could stay in the vehicle. You don't stop under a tree or under utility wires or overpasses, etc. Once you think the earthquake has stopped, then go. But you want to avoid any roads or bridges or ramps that you think were damaged by that, okay? If you are indoors, they say stay inside. Don't start running outside, because things start to fall from the outside. If you are outside, get away from the building. Get away from the streetlights. Get away from the utility wires, okay? Then just stay there until the shaking stops, all right? Apparently, we talked about this horrible earthquake back in Long Beach. I think it was in the 1930s. They said 120 people were killed because they ran outside the building, and then they got killed by falling debris from collapsing walls. Now, let's say you're under the debris. What should you do if you're under the debris? They say do not light a match under the debris, because you'll light the whole thing up and fire. Even if you farted, no lighting a match. You'll start a fire, okay? Try not to move, because you don't want to pick up dust. They say cover your mouth, all right? And then tap on a pipe or the wall so firefighters know you're there. They listen for tapping sounds. Very smart. All right, guys, don't forget, next week, come and meet me if you're in Las Vegas. I'm at the health fair. I'll be live doing my show. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to find out where and when. God bless.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.